storm. But listen to me here. You said you'd never leave me, nor forsake me. Said you'd go with me everywhere. But not only in my good times, but in my bad times, Lord, you promised me that you'd be still right there. When everything's gone wrong. When you're still raging, oh Lord, when everything seems to go wrong,
he gives me peace.
When you feel like you're left all alone,
he gives me peace.
I want to encourage you today that my God would give you peace.
In the midst of my storm.
Child over in Iraq, you haven't spoken to that child in months and years. You haven't got a letter, haven't got a phone call. I want to encourage you today that even in your distress, my God will step in the mix of time.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. All right, listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 30. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. I'm going to go down through some scriptures, and then I have a real short lesson here. Just got a long introduction. Okay? So we still in the introduction part here, so, all right? I'm just messing with you. All right, look, he said, I'm able, this is what Jesus said, I'm able to do nothing from myself independently of my own accord, but only as I am taught by God and as I get his orders, even as I hear, I judge, I decide as I'm bidden to decide. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. And my judgment is right, just, and righteous, because I do not seek or consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, my own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of my Father who sent me. Jesus said, I have no desire to do what I want to do. Boy, I'm going to tell you, we got a ways to go, don't we? How many of y'all got a ways to go yet? All of us. That's why we sitting in church on Wednesday night. Because we got a ways to go yet. God's still working in us, right? But this is our pursuit. This is what we're pursuing until we can get to a place where we have no desire for what we want. Everything is about what God wants. Now, that's the high life right there. That's really living walking in the high places. When you get to a place where you only desire what he desires. Now, John 8:28 and 29. Then said Jesus to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. Let me back up right here. You see that word he right there in your Bible? The word he is italicized. So you know what that means? That word he was not in the original text. So he says, when I'm lifted up, you're going to know that I am. You're going to know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father have taught me, I speak these things. See, the Lord will teach you how to speak his word. As the Father have taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. How often you do what pleases him?
Always.
That's what Jesus said, I do always. You see, the only thing that mattered to him was what is pleasing to the Father. That's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. The Amplified Bible says, so Jesus added, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, you will realize, know, and understand that I am he for whom you look, and that I do nothing of myself of my own accord or on my own authority, but I say exactly what my Father has taught me. And he who sent me is ever with me. My Father has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. All right, John 14, 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Listen to what Jesus said. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me a commandment, so I do. So Jesus said, listen, I'm only going to obey my Father. All right? Look at John 12, 49 and 50 out of the Amplified Bible. He said, this is because I have never spoken on my own accord, or my own authority, or on my own accord, or as self-appointed, but the Father who sent me has himself given me orders concerning what to say and what to tell. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So whatever I speak, I'm saying exactly what my Father has told me to say and in accordance with his instructions. You hear what Jesus said? He said, I say exactly what my Father told me to say. That's what we need to let the Holy Spirit teach us how to say exactly what God says. You want to turn around in your life? I'm going to tell you, it'll turn around. You start saying exactly what God say, I'm going to tell you, you're going to see tremendous blessing come in your life. You'll see the glory of God like you ain't never seen it before. Well, you know, this is the track that I'm running on. I'm just telling you, this track I'm on. And I'd love for you to join me because, you know, I'm getting up every morning saying, God, I only want to say what I hear you saying. And, you know, some days I fall short, but I get right back up and I hit the track again. Praise God. I know this is the key to living in victory, is being able to say what the Lord says and to do what you see him doing or what he's instructing you to do. This is how Jesus lived his life. Why did he have so much power? Why could he speak and stuff just happen? Because he had an ear to hear what his Father was saying. His ears were always attentive to his Heavenly Father. And then he had made up his mind he was going to obey and he was going to say. I'm going to obey and I'm going to say. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to obey and I'm going to say. Just what the Father's telling me to say. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, when we start operating in this at a higher level, you'll be able to speak the word of God over your relatives and your kinfolks and say things because you have an ear for God and he's telling you, fitting his words in your mouth. And when you speak, things will start happening. And you'll have so much confidence, not cocky, but you'll have so much confidence because you're hearing what he tells you to say. I remember one day, my sister came to me. She had a little boy, and he's grown now, grown man. But he was having nightmares every night, just hollering and screaming. So one day she asked me, she said, Greg, would you pray for him? He have nightmares every night. So I said, well, go get him. And so while I was standing by the heater in the hallway in my mama's house, I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? How should I pray for him? So I just asked the Lord, what should I do? What should I say? He says, that's a spirit of fear then coming in. He say, take authority over the spirit of fear, commanded to leave him. And then I heard this, say to that spirit, don't ever torment him in this fashion ever again. So she brought him in, I laid my hands on him, and I said just what God told me to say. I didn't go into creative heaven and earth. I didn't hear that. God that flung the moon and the stars. God that stepped out on nothing. You know, I didn't have to go there. Now, it's all right if you got to go there. That's all right. Whatever it takes to get your groove on, get you in that faith mode. I ain't criticizing nothing. You understand? But I just said what he told me, and so I didn't pray long. I didn't pray no long prayer. I said, you spirit of fear, I command you, leave now. Come out of him and leave him. And don't you ever torment him in this fashion ever again. That's all I heard. That's all I said. And then I said, now he's going to sleep like a baby tonight. That was it. A few days later, I called and said, how you doing? He said, you know, he ain't had no more nightmares. I did do a little check. I said, now, what he been doing at night? She said, well, he like horror movies. I said, there's the door right there. Close the door. Don't let him watch that stuff anymore, because that's how the devil got in. Now, stop him from watching those horror movies. I said, you ain't going to have no more problem with this. Amen. Now, they had been praying and but all it takes when you're praying, prayer is about you hearing what God is saying and then you saying what he's saying. That's how you get results in prayer. Ask God. Don't try to impress people with your prayers. See, that's another way we mess up sometimes. We try to pray impressive prayers. I want people to be impressed with all the knowledge I got and how many scriptures I can quote while I'm praying. Well, if all that stuff coming off the top of your head, you might as well just be quiet. You need to just listen and say, now, Lord, what you want me to say? How you want me to pray? And the Holy Spirit, who is in you, has been assigned to teach you what to say. Just like he taught Jesus. Jesus said, he said, the Father have taught me what to say. He'll teach you the same way. I ain't going to say you're going to be perfected in this overnight. No, it's going to take some time. But we ought to be working on it every day, perfecting it. Amen. I'm going to listen to God before I just haul off and jump into prayer. Say, Lord, what you want me to do? What you want me to say? I had somebody come by and want me to pray for him. I said, I ain't going to do it. You know why? The Lord told me, said, don't pray for him. Now, what if I'd have just went out there and then they wanted to start crying on me? You ain't want, Pastor, you ain't going to pray for me. No, I ain't praying for you. Some people don't understand stuff like that. No, I'm not praying for you. I don't care how hard you cry. Because he wanted me to enter into some sympathy with him. He wanted me to get into that self-pity and come pray for me. I'm sorry, I ain't doing it. I ain't praying for you. And then he finally started getting it. I'm working with this brother. But he's starting to get it. He said, Pastor, you took the pacifier out, didn't you? I said, yeah, I took it from, I snatched it out your mouth. I said, and you cried when I took it out. I said, but I didn't care. Go ahead and cry. I said, I ain't going to baby you. It's time for you to grow up. Amen. And then I told him, I said, now, when you leave, I'm going to pray for you. I ain't praying for you now. God told me don't pray for him. Because that's the crutch of always depending. My job is not to connect him to me. See, God wanted to break that. My job is to connect him to Jesus.